The leaked draft opinion showing the U.S. Supreme Court is poised to upend Roe v. Wade has suddenly made abortion a hot campaign issue in elections across the country. That's true even in New England, where, for the most part, abortion is expected to remain legal, even if the court strikes down Roe. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports on how the debate is affecting the U.S. Senate race in New Hampshire.
Earlier this week, prominent Democrats gathered at Planned Parenthood in Concord to sound the alarm about the draft opinion.
If that opinion stands, the court would take away women's rights.
This is Jean Shaheen, the state's senior U.S. senator.
Our rights to privacy, our rights to make our own decision about having children, rights that have been in place for over 50 years.
Also here is Senator Maggie Hassan, who faces a tough re-election fight. Republicans have identified her seat as one of the keys in their effort to retaking the Senate in November. Hassan says protecting abortion rights is now a central issue in her campaign.
We cannot let politicians, whether they be in Washington or in Concord, take away a woman's freedom.
Shame on you, killing babies! Shame on you!
Passions are running high in New Hampshire on both sides of the abortion issue. This was the scene a few days ago when Republican State Representative Susan DeLemus confronted abortion rights demonstrators outside the state capitol, accusing them of murder. Even if the high court strikes down Roe v. Wade, New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu insists that abortion will remain safe and legal in his state. But the Republican legislature just defeated an effort to codify Roe into state law, and it recently imposed some restrictions, including banning most abortions after 24 weeks, similar to the law in Massachusetts. New Hampshire also requires anyone seeking the procedure to get an ultrasound. And if Roe falls, Hassan warns that New Hampshire could further restrict access to abortion.
We have been concerned about the United States Supreme Court overturning something as fundamental as Roe v. Wade, but I think people couldn't quite believe that it would actually happen, and now that it's here, they are outraged.
The abortion debate is suddenly front and center in a number of congressional races across the country, including in the New Hampshire Senate race. Many Democrats hope the debate will help them retain control of Congress at a time when President Biden's popularity has sunk and inflation has soared. But opponents of abortion in New Hampshire say the prospect of overturning Roe v. Wade is energizing them as well. Jason Hennessy, president of New Hampshire Right to Life, welcomes the draft opinion and the attention it's brought to the abortion debate.
I guess it gives us a much better opportunity to get our message out. We're happy about that, and we hope more people will see the unborn as people who deserve some sort of rights.
Maggie Hassan's Republican opponents favor tougher limits on abortions and support the draft decision as well. One of them, State Senate President Chuck Morse, helped pass the 24-week abortion ban and opposed codifying Roe into state law. Another is Kevin Smith, who led a Christian advocacy group and is avowedly anti-abortion. Smith says if the draft decision holds, it will bring the abortion debate back to the states where it belongs.
I've been pro-life my entire career, with exceptions of rape and assisting life of the mother. And so I am comfortable with the issue being returned to the states and with there being reasonable restrictions put in place.
Smith says New Hampshire's ban on abortions after 24 weeks is one of those reasonable restrictions. Only a tiny percentage of abortions happen that late, and the law has exceptions, such as when the life of the mother is in danger. Smith says Democrats like Maggie Hassan are raising the alarm for political purposes.
This is being used now as to distract from what largely voters will be voting on this fall, which is the economy. Whether it's the prices at the pump, inflation everywhere you go, 401ks and stocks are tanking.
But Hassan and her fellow Democrats say there's good reason for New Hampshire residents to care about this issue and about who's representing them in Washington. They point out that just last week, Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell didn't rule out pursuing a nationwide abortion ban. Hassan says that wouldn't sit well with most New Hampshire voters.
This is a large majority pro-choice state. Elections matter. Granite staters know it. And I think this is an issue that they will vote on.
There's really no way to know how much this issue will influence the election 6 months from now. So says Andy Smith, who directs the University of New Hampshire Survey Center. But Smith says polling suggests that in general, New Hampshire voters care more about so-called kitchen table issues than hot-button social issues like abortion.
We're seeing it in national polls that economic issues by far are the most important issues that people say they're concerned about going into the election.
That should help Hassan's eventual Republican opponent. At the same time, Smith says polling shows that a solid majority of New Hampshire voters want to keep abortion legal. That could help Democrats. But it's not clear yet which voters will be most energized by the Supreme Court's decision on abortion in the coming months. Again, Andy Smith.
My view is it probably motivates Democrats more than Republicans, simply because anger is a greater motivating force than cheering your party on.
But no one knows for sure. The only certainty is voters are going to hear a lot from candidates about abortion as the nation prepares for a possible post-Roe world. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.